As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
At WGCL, Glass in the Afternoon. Let's head to Ivy Tech, shall we? It's a busy day. Open house. The 20th anniversary of the new building. 20th anniversary. Well, we might as well talk to the chancellor. She's been around for all of them and having fun today, are we? Thanks for making time to join us on your busy day. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. I am just bursting with pride and so excited today. Our open house, it's going on right now, and it's just pretty incredible. The place is full of people taking tours. And if there's a listener out there that still wants to come on out, we are welcome. We're going to be open until 6, and we still have lots of tours going on, so come on out.
The doors are open, 20 years in the building. It's still a new building. It feels like a new building. And
it really does.
Yeah, because you guys, A, put it together correctly, and B, you've got a great staff that keeps it up all the time as well.
That's right. And, you know, and then we had the expansion. You know, we broke ground for that in 2014 and then opened the Cook Pavilion in 2016. We were able, with that extra space, to bring in new programs like culinary and our paramedic and our fire science program. And, of course, you know, it's not in this building, but we have our automotive program that has started and it's just full with students. It's pretty incredible. But again, yeah, it's just the space is great. The staff, you know, Tyler Bass is our facilities director, and he takes such great care along with his team with our building. We're actually, if you came in, you'd see that we're we're cleaning the place up. We've painted all the walls, you know, and it's so nice. It's just lovely. We're putting in new carpet and things like that to kind of, you know, spruce up the place after 20 years. You know, we all do that from time to time in our own homes. So it's pretty nice to see all of that. You know, and I wanted to share as well, we have some entertainment on our campus today as well. We have pianist Craig Brenner people would know him from the Bloomington Boogie Woogie Festival. And he's performing on our Steinway in our Student Commons area in the Cook Pavilion. And then we also have guitarist Charlie Jessup playing in our first floor rotunda. So you come out here, listen to some great music, get a cookie and light refreshments from our hospitality program, and take a tour of this pretty incredible, life-changing campus.
Well, you're not excited at all, so that's good. Very mellow here on your you had a little rest break to talk to me before you go out there and greet the masses again. Where should everybody park, Jenny? Pretty self-explanatory when you get out there.
Pretty self-explanatory. We've got a great parking lot. It's full of student parking, but we have visitor area that's open for any guest that wants to come on out. So again, we are open for tours. Come out and see some pictures from 20 years ago. We have a timeline in the Shreve Hall. So come on out and just experience all the wonderful things that have happened over the last 20 years here at Ivy Tech.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for anything. Just get out there and enjoy it. Too bad you didn't do this Thursday and Friday. I mean, that would have been a party all weekend long. But that's it. Just today, just until 6 o'clock. So that gives you plenty of time to get out to the near west side and enjoy it. On a somber note, to go back a little bit, we know how important 9/11 is to the community, to the world, to our country, to everything else. And for the last 21 years, you have all had a remembrance. And that happened last Sunday morning, and not everybody had a chance to get out there. Tell us what you saw and heard, and another, I don't want to say great performance. I don't know what to call it because that's not the right word, but a great ceremony. How about that?
It's such a beautiful ceremony, and it, you know, we all know where we were. You know, if you're of age and you know 21 years ago, and you remember exactly where you were, you know where I was at the old building at Ivy Tech. It was, you know, 8:30, quarter to 9 in the morning, and I was over in Westbury. Completely remember that. My husband is a firefighter. He was on duty that day. Completely, you know, didn't know what was going on. I think all of us experienced the same. You know, with kids in school and things like that, you know, the K through 12 school corporations, you know, closed their buildings or locked their buildings and things like that. And so we are just so honored as a campus to host the 9/11 memorial every 9/11, and it's always on the day. So this year it was on Sunday, and so we had it out here on campus. You may recall it rained a little bit in the morning, so we decided to move it inside. But we are the host for the event, and the people that run it really is the Firefighters Union Local 586 here in Bloomington. And so that team organizes the event always. They get the guest speaker. Shelley Yoder spoke, and it was just a stunning event. You know, we were able to still play the bagpipes and memorial and all of that and remember that day deeply. But we also honored Bob Levesic. Now I'm going to probably start crying, but that's the way it goes.
That's okay.
Bob was a great friend of ours, and he's the one that brought that beam from New York City with his family to Bloomington. And he, you know, I didn't know at the time that we were going to put it on our campus. You know, he had it and wasn't sure where it was going to go. Did the city want to put it somewhere? Would the county want to put it somewhere? And when we broke ground for the Cook Pavilion here in 2014, a light bulb went off, and I'm like, oh my goodness, we have a fire science program, EMT, we are community and community college, let's put it out here. Bob agreed, and that the rest is history. That event, I hope, beyond my time, will continue, and I know it will here on this campus because it's very important to the community, to the firefighters, to the police department, everybody, Monroe County, all over. They will continue, but it was a beautiful ceremony, and it was just lovely to be able to host it here on the Ivy Tech campus.
Yeah, the remembrance annually. And again, on the date 9/11, so you don't have to worry about remembering. Oh, is it the third Saturday? Just have it on 9/11, where it
yep,
belongs.
And on the day.
Yeah, and that's that is fantastic as well. The chancellor joining us on a very busy, it's always busy, and that's the good news, because if it wasn't busy, well, then we wouldn't have all these great stories to tell, but we do, and we enjoy talking to you every Thursday and getting caught up on them. Now, as we move along here I'm trying to go back and think. You guys started on, I want to say, the 22nd, is that right? So one full week, two full weeks, three full weeks. This is almost the fourth complete full week of school, and if we're doing eight-week classes, it's for some things as well, halfway through that. There's always time to get involved. How can we do so this fall, Chancellor Vaughn?
That's right. You know, we're right in the middle of what would be midterms for those eight-week classes. So we did start on the 22nd, and so we're right in the – I just can't believe it's been 4 weeks already. But you know what? We always start a new group of courses every 8 weeks. So our next class session starts October 24th, and registration is open still for those courses. You know, if you've been thinking about coming out to Ivy Tech, what a perfect day to do it. Come out, check out our labs. I mean, you should see our IT area, our fire science area, our culinary space, radiation therapy, respiratory care, all of the programs that we have. They're open for you to come out and look at them, and then you can conveniently talk to somebody about how to enroll, what's the application process, how to apply for financial aid, how to get your free books.
Free books.
We always say it, free books. We are doing free textbooks for all students from now until the end of next semester. So, in fact, our next semester registration is also open. So if you're not quite ready for a middle of October start, you can start in January. So come on out. Today's a perfect day. Did I tell you that we had cookies made by our culinary program?
No,
you didn't. Our open house.
Well,
I just ate one.
The connection here is breaking up, so I can't hear you very well. But if it's something about cookies from the culinary school, I'm glad I'm not making it over there. That would not be fair to the others, as we would say.
Well, they're pretty phenomenal. You know,
right.
I had to taste test them because
that's the
my
problem.
Job.
That's the
you
problem.
Know,
I'd eat them all. And then people would say, well, I heard on the radio there were cookies, and then there wouldn't be any cookies. So I'm trying to be a team player today.
Exactly. And we all appreciate that.
Especially those who are on their way to this open house to enjoy some of that. But it just highlights the great programs you have going on. It's just not a we know the nursing school gets a lot of headlines because of the demand and everything else, but you really do have a very broad and deep program listing there for whatever walks of life. And each Tuesday, well, not each Tuesday, but there are special Tuesdays. Who are we focusing on those days, Jenny?
Exactly. So we call it Tuesdays at the Tech, and it's really for any perspective student who's interested in coming out and, again, talking to a counselor, maybe taking a tour of the campus, connecting with people on campus to figure out how to pay for college, all of those things. So every month we have what's called Tuesdays at the Tech, and this next one, the event usually is from about 3 to 5, and the next one is on September 20th. So that's already next week, which is kind of unbelievable. I can't believe this is the middle of September, but once a month we always have our Tuesdays at the Tech for you to come on out and just figure out and learn how to enroll in all those good things. So Tuesdays at the Tech, next one is next Tuesday.
Which it is 1, 2, 3, 4, about 4.5 days from now. So if you're scoring at home or scoring with us, there's always something going on. There's something going on for current students, prospective students, students even down the road. Jenny, we know that with high school kids, they're always looking at maybe not next semester, but next year. Is there a too early time to start, or do you have folks that will help make a pathway or make a timetable to help take that next step if that's something somebody is looking at for 23-24?
Exactly. You're never too young or never too old to come out to Ivy Tech. You know, we have a very robust dual credit program, so we've got lots of students taking our classes, but they're taking them at their schools and in high school, as well as what we call dual enrollment. And so that's a student that is a high school student, but wants to maybe kind of, you know, figure out what might I want to take in college. And so those students will come and take a class here. And so really it's at any age, come on out, and we can help you with those paths. We can talk to you about what it means to also take dual credit and how that then works to move on towards an associate degree or transfer to IU or wherever a person wants to go to. So we have really, really great staff that can sit down with a family and talk about all of those options that we have to offer here at Ivy Tech.
Take the fear out of it. Eliminate the hurdles. Free books, free books, free books, free books, free books, free books. Open house, open house, open house.
Cookies!
Oh, and you hit me where it hurts. Oh, right in the gut. That's good. Now I'm hungry. Now I'm always having fun after talking to you. I'm going to let you get back to all your entertainment this afternoon, being the grand hostess of the 20th anniversary open house at Ivy Tech. It goes on till 6. There's no admission, no nothing. Just go out and have fun. Enjoy the community part of the community college. And Chancellor Vaughn, we'll talk to you next week after a busy Tuesday, and we'll get a big recap on how everything went today.
Well, that sounds like a plan, and anyone interested in coming out, I'll be at the front entry. I'd love to meet you. Please say something that you heard me on the show today, and go Hoosiers.
I was going to say, if anybody wants to talk any football, that's a good place to stop, too, because we know you're a big fan as well. So enjoy it. Sorry about the weather today. Just slightly short of perfect, but we tried our best.
We ordered it and we got it. Right on. Cheers, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks, Jenny. We'll see you soon. Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor at Ivy Tech. Does she have any fun or what?